Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Demon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Download the Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game, and you get all of our best moments, whenever those come about, I have no idea. And our top interviews, we certainly just had one with Bruce Bochy a little bit ago.
The Sanchi moment. That was the top moment right there.
That's all anyone wants.
Sanchi.
That's right. Give it to me again.
Sanchi.
One more time, Bruce.
Sanchi.
It feels good. It feels right. Feels familiar. Nostalgia. It's a powerful drug, man. Very, very powerful. Great stuff with Bruce Bochy. More stuff coming up in just a little bit here on 95.7 The Game. A conversation we're looking forward to with Deebo Samuel. Happening in less than 45 minutes from right now. He'll be joining us in our final grandiose large segment of the day. So make sure you stick around for all that. We will ask him about what has made his season click so far. He has just been borderline unstoppable. So what is it like for Deebo two games into this year? It's pretty darn good. But, man, do they have a big test coming in with the Green Bay Packers. And I feel like you can really, when we start talking about how did the season go, I don't think we're going to recall or recollect what happened in either Detroit or Philadelphia. But the conversation could very well start with a Sunday nighter coming up against the Packers.
Yeah, it really could. Unfortunately, that game against the Lions was not very definitive, so it's still hard to say exactly what the Packers are, but in a way, that means the Niners can kind of help establish whether the Packers are meant to be taken seriously or not. And I gotta say, we talked to, I guess it was Peter King yesterday, Michael Irvin on Monday, and I asked both of them sort of the what they think of the Packers. And in particular, Peter yesterday, like, was the defense in the second half a defense coming together or they're playing the Lions? And he definitively said, that's the Lions. The Lions stink. If that's true, this is as good a week as any for Jimmy Garoppolo to make us all look stupid for questioning his, for instance, ability to throw downfield. For Brandon Ayuk to make everybody look stupid for wringing our hands over his lack of usage in the first couple weeks. Like, if your offense is going to be a force to be reckoned with, you're going to do some damage against a Green Bay Packer team that made Jared Goff look like Peyton Manning for a half last week.
When the Packers get here, it's going to be the first time the 49ers have played in front of a full house at Levi's Stadium since the last time the Packers were here in that NFC title game a few years ago. And Jimmy, that's not lost on him.
I mean, it's been a while since Packers were the last team actually with a crowd here. So it's kind of coming full circle now. But it'll be exciting getting the faithful back in the stands. Can't wait to get all of them screaming and everything like that. It's going to be a fun atmosphere.
Get in there. Hopefully there'll be plenty of people occupying the seats in Santa Clara Heights. That would be nice for a change. We do have Jimmy Garoppolo talking about how Brandon Ayuk, just be patient, it's coming.
He does a great job in practice every day. He brings it, right attitude, right mindset. I think it's honestly just a matter of time. And I know everyone's know, there's a lot of panic and things like that in the air. But I don't know, if you were at practice every day consistently and you saw what he could do, it's really one of those things that, you know, one week it's this guy's game, the next week it's another. That's just kind of how the offense goes. But I think it's truly just a matter of time.
What's interesting to me about that is obviously, well, maybe there's something weird going on at practice is one of the talking points with Brandon Ayuk's lack of usage.
Or why isn't his success at practice translating to game day?
The thing is, Jimmy, kind of a lot of what everyone's been saying is, well, he looks damn good in practice. Why can't they get him the ball on game day? And I get, look, it's 2 weeks and there was a hamstring injury at some point. Fair enough. But certainly, if we go another week with him having two targets for one catch, there's something else going on.
Especially if it's one of those games where opening up the offense isn't a choice, but a necessity.
Right. And, you know, I've been talking about this on Twitter. And one of the things someone was saying with me going back and forth a little bit was like, hey, Debo's been so good. Maybe Ayuk has been the guy taking the top off the defense, allowing Debo to do what Debo has done so far. And as defenses tilt themselves further towards the middle of the field to stop Debo Samuel, it's going to really loosen Ayuk up for the big stuff. And that's possible. But I do think Brandon Ayuk, from what we saw last year, is too good to be nothing more than a downfield decoy, right? He does too many other things well. He was such a good route runner as a rookie. I hope it is nothing more than you win some weeks, you lose some weeks in terms of target count. And that's still on the table. But it all just still feels a little weird. And I'm not sure Jimmy Garoppolo saying, oh, no, he's killing it out there at practice makes it feel less weird.
Yeah. Game day. That's what matters. That's what matters in that league. 888-957-9570. Some quarterbacking news from the NFL in just a minute. But we got Rich in Fremont. Hello, Rich. You're on 95.7 The Game. Going once. Going twice. Oh. Rich in Fremont. By the way, I believe that is the same Rich in Fremont that I did a podcast with those guys. Guru, who's been on, they're ferociously trying to book Matt Stymets, which can be very tough.
Matt Wrong Stymets, Matt, y'all.
Hard to get.
Stymets, you're doing a great job.
But I tell you,
I'm very bookable, just putting it out there.
Available for podcasts. Matt Kolsky.
I charge $0.
Same price. Let me tell you, there's never been a moment in my career when I was coming up in my career where I don't remember every single person who was cool to me and every single person who wasn't.
I have a bitter grudge against a dead man. So 100% yes, agreed.
Well, if he's dead, tell us who it is.
I've said it before. But I also, and I will say these names, two guys who are, I think, 5 and 10 years older than me or thereabouts, who still are on the same station in Chicago that I grew up listening to, ESPN 1000, Carmen DeFalco and Mark Silverman. They hosted a show together when I was just getting out of college, and they were the young guys, and I cold called both of them, and I still communicate with them to this day, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those guys out of nothing more than the kindness of their heart. Not just responding to my email or phone call, but saying, you want to get into the business? Come on down to the studio. I had no experience. I just finished an econ and philosophy degree at a liberal arts college. And they said, come on down and we'll teach you whatever we can. And if they hadn't, I wouldn't be here. And that to me, there's nothing easier. And the other thing, Kyle Madsen said this as this whole conversation was popping off on Twitter. Like, sure, this is my job, and I like getting paid for my job and all that. But also, like, if I have free time, there are not a lot of things I'd rather do than just BS about sports with somebody. So it's not really a hard thing to do to go on someone's podcast. It's actually what I enjoy doing. That's why I got into this business. So, yeah, it's weird. It's weird to want to charge people for
You know what I'd want to do in my free time if I were a plumber? Talk sports.
That's right.
You want to know what I would want to do if I were a high-priced heart surgeon? I'd want to talk sports in my free time. And even though I talk sports for a living, you want to know what I do in my free time?
Talk sports.
That's about it.
Sports, baby.
I don't want to say I'm a one-note wonder, I got a couple of other notes, but they're pretty much sports related at times.
Yeah, I mean, so. I like movies and music too, you know? But yeah, if someone asks me to talk sports in my free time, that's what I like to do.
We sprecken Z Sports. Either of you guys going to hit up the Derek Papa podcast? I didn't know there was one.
It's the Nice Guy Steven podcast, by the way. Nice Guy Steven is what we call that. And yeah, as soon as they invite me.
That's fine.
So far, no invite.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah, Lucas and I do a podcast sometimes.
By the way, Lucas is going to be doing some Sunday morning radio on the radio.
He's a waiver wire boy. You all know about the Waiver Wire Boys podcast. Well, now they're on the radio, folks.
You mean the Waiver Wire
That's
Boys
what
podcast?
I'm talking about.
The,
yes,
like,
sir.
Like Ohio State, it's a the?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going legit Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Check it out.
Again, I didn't advertise it as legit. I just said it was happening.
Lucas Alexander on the radio.
I say it, he's an idiot.
Well, Lucas is a degenerate. But he's our degenerate.
Damn right.
Which makes him different from other degenerates.
Yesterday, Lucas told me about a FanDuel lineup or a DraftKings tournament he had participated in on Saturday, and 5 minutes later told me, I'm not really gambling anymore.
You're a dope. I will say this. As much as gambler I've really seen bite people, I don't count fantasy football as gambling.
No, but I mean, in a DraftKings contest, you do risk money to win money. So if you're quitting gambling, it's not the most success you've ever had.
I'm playing fast and loose with the definition of gambling in that moment. There's no doubt.
Baby steps.
It's baby steps.
He's weaning himself off.
Some quarterbacking news in just a moment. But first, Brandon in San Francisco. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, thank you.
I wanted to address the Brandon Ayuk situation, and I'm one of those people who are disappointed that he hasn't been unleashed yet, but I also think that he's coming off of an injury, a hamstring injury, and I really believe that these are the type of things that are possibly able to, you know, nag you all season long. And I think that Kyle has shown and proved to the fan base that he's willing to feature different people week by week, depending on the game plan. And I just think that it's too early to overreact. And I think Ayuk is an extremely, really, really good talent. But I think that we've got to give this a few more games to really fill this out and also to see if this is injury related. But I'm looking forward to seeing him break out pretty soon. But I do believe that Kyle is doing a week-by-week feature, and it all depends on the opponent and the game plan.
Brandon, there is some wisdom and maturity to your voice, and you might be spot on, dead right. I will give you that. What I don't understand is if this is a hamstring injury, if that is a lingering concern, he's not out there for the 20 snaps and no targets. He's not out there. Yeah, he's just not there running NFL routes with hamstring
snaps,
concerns.
38 snaps and what did we say? 20 routes or something on Sunday? You don't do that if you're worried about the hamstring. And look, there's no question this could all be erased this Sunday night. There's no question that two games is not enough of a determining factor to say anything with any confidence. But last year, he was a rookie, okay? In games where he suited up. Now, through 2 weeks this year, Brandon Ayuk has one touch in the offense. Two targets, one touch. Do you know how many games last year in his rookie season, and he missed 1, 2, 3, 4, so he only played 12 games. In the 12 games where he played, how many times do you think he had less than two touches?
No times.
That's correct. So it's odd. Even if you're saying, well, you know, Debo was hurt a lot of last year. Well, you know, they've got other options this year. The games, that's fine. But in his entire rookie season, when presumably he was less experienced and knew the offense less well, he never had fewer than two touches, not in one game all year.
What really makes it curious, too, is this is Kyle's hand-selected, above others, because he had the traits and tendencies that Shanahan desired in his offense more than the other guys.
It's the same thing with Trey Sermon, right? Like, nobody is sitting around going, wow, a running back from the third round of the draft didn't suit up week one. His career is over. No, of course not. It's just you traded up to get this guy specifically, presumably because you identified traits that you liked, and then he can't even dress week one, but your sixth rounder is. It's curious. It's not necessarily bad. It doesn't necessarily mean anything about the player, but it's curious.
Some 49ers news to share with you today that they did sign running back Chris Thompson and defensive lineman Eddie Yarborough. They're both on the practice squad to make room on the squad. They released tight end convert Jordan Matthews to make room. Trey Sermon did practice today, but in a non-contact jersey.
Oh, but that's good.
Oh,
from
yes.
A concussion. That means he is moving through the protocol, as they say.
That's certainly something to keep your fingers crossed about. And I think this is good news, too, that even though they are admitting that Mitchell has more than just a stinger.
I'm a little worse than a stinger, so that's why he can't go today. But he's got a chance at Sunday.
Again, you could hear it from me or you can hear it from Shanahan. We went with Shanahan. Even though it's worse than a stinger, he could be available Sunday night. Hasty, by the way, looks like he is very much a candidate for IR, coming off of a high ankle sprain. So we'll see what ends up happening. They just signed a guy off the Bengals practice squad yesterday. So we'll see what they've got at running back coming up. Who they don't have right now is certainly a good old-fashioned fan favorite, Frank Gore, and Kyle Shanahan was asked about him today.
I would never put anything past Frank. Probably give him a little heads up and some notice. He'll always be ready to where he could help a team. Thought it was a little early for that. You know, our guys still have a chance of playing this week. So we looked at it as an opportunity with not having 53 on our roster, try to steal someone off someone else's practice squad, which we did, and then try to add a practice squad guy, which we did with Chris. So we never fully ruled that out. I don't know exactly where he is right now, but we've got a number of people in here. We've got a relationship with them. And if that time ever comes that we need to do that and he wants to do it, then we'll never rule it out.
That is the single nicest way Kyle Shanahan can say, we're really not interested.
He knows where he's coaching. He's not going to say, nah.
Right.
No one in the Bay Area is allowed to say, nah, about Frank Gore, for God's sakes, but it's not happening. And look, it shouldn't happen from a football perspective. Like, if there are no feelings involved, you're right. Not signing Frank Gore right now when he's training as a boxer, and, you know, you're not doing it.
Right. If I offered you Frank Gore, the physical profile, age included, age on top.
Right.
You'd say thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. And that is with, because we love Frank Gore here. That's with all absolute due respect to one of the great running backs of all time who should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the clock started.
Anyone who wants to say, well, you know, those are all longevity numbers. Yeah. If you got longevity in this league at running back, that's part of it.
That's how you get in.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Big D calling from San Francisco. You're on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Big D?
Hey, Damon. Hey, Matt. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about signing Todd Gurley to the Niners for a running back?
A younger Frank Gore is how I look at that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The demise of Todd Gurley was overreported as he was coming out of Los Angeles. Had a pretty serviceable, good year in Atlanta, and then really hasn't been heard from.
He had, well, I think this kind of proves the point. That was last year. You know, like, that was not 3 years ago.
Right.
So it wasn't that good of a year. In terms of, like, yards per carry, Todd Gurley has been almost exactly as effective as Frank Gore the last two seasons. He just happens to be 10 years younger.
But what Gurley has is a pair of hands.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go,
that helps.
If it's going to be a screen galore type of situation, it's a door. I'm surprised they haven't knocked on yet, actually, two.
There are reasons to say that, but even that part of it, the hands part, look, I'm sure he can still catch probably better than Frank Gore, but it's been a couple years since he really was a factor in a passing game either. It's just
That hasn't prevented them from loving Mohamed Sanu. You know,
well,
I mean,
that's a whole other issue. But Chris Thompson, I would guess, is someone that Kyle Shanahan has a prior relationship with. He was in Washington when Kyle was there. So
no spring chicken.
No, but I think Kyle would rather have like a less flashy name that he's familiar with, that he believes can handle what really these guys are going to be asked to do a lot, which is hopefully be like a third down back, do some pass blocking. Because look, if any of the guys you bring in off the street end up taking the bulk of the carries, you've got a problem.
Eric, San Jose. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
We're outstanding.
How you guys doing?
We're just magnificent this afternoon. Thank you for asking.
I was just calling to give my thoughts on why Ayuk is not getting the ball as much and see what you guys think about it. So last year, Ayuk was playing in different spots because Debo was out. And so if you see Jimmy G's passes, he loves throwing over the middle. Now Ayuk's playing on the outside because I was watching the game over, and it looks like some of the plays are designed to go to Ayuk. But Jimmy G always looks inside.
Well,
we've
talked about that, Eric. We've talked about, is Brandon Ayuk not getting targeted because Jimmy's not comfortable shooting at that target? I mean, we've had this conversation, and we don't really know the answer to that. There isn't enough, I hate the phrase, shampoo-size for us to reach any conclusion about where the man is or isn't comfortable. But the numbers bear out that attacking outside of the hashes and downfield is something that hasn't happened yet. Will it happen? May it happen? I think the Packers could put enough pressure on this team defensively to where it has to happen. So eventually it's going to be put up or shut up time.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I hear what people keep saying about the Debo was out stuff, but just to put it in context, and Debo missed a lot of last year. Arguably, Debo's most active stretch of the season was three games, week 5, 6, 7, where he had a total of 19 targets and he caught the ball 13 times for 150 yards and a touchdown. In those three games, Brandon Ayuk had 16 targets, 11 catches, 171 yards and a touchdown. So really, like, having both of those guys out there should make it easier on both of those guys. There was another game later where Debo had 9 targets and a pretty big game, and Ayuk had 9 targets, 95 yards on 5 catches and a touchdown. Like, I don't know why a team with Nick Mullins and or C.J. Beathard under center had an easier time getting the ball to two high-level wide receivers than this team has so far this year.
Unless it's all game planning and the game plan changes and things start changing. Again, week 3, the first 2 weeks have been interesting. Week 3 is going to be fascinating. So stick around. Much more coming up, including your calls. Week 3, by the way, is going to give us at least 3 new quarterbacks. We're going to talk about that and remind you that Debo Samuel joins us in about 15 minutes, coming up here about 20 minutes on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, MIMECAST.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
What do you guys talk about during commercial breaks? Well, today it's mostly how Aaron Rowan looked like he was sitting on a toilet.
Yep.
We asked Bruce Bochy about that. He gave us an unbelievable answer. And if you missed it, stick around because we are going to jog Bruce Bochy past you once again. In about 15 minutes, we are going to say hello for the first time since we talked to him last year. But I can't remember exactly when. Deebo Samuel will be joining us from the San Francisco 49ers as we go inside the Niners locker room. And if Deebo doesn't know about this, he's going to get 10.5 pounds of meat at the end of this interview. And he looks like a meat eater. He runs like a meat eater. He plays like a meat eater. And we're really looking forward to saying hello to Deebo Samuel coming up in just a little bit. We told you that we had some quarterbacking news to share with you today. There are at least three quarterbacking changes coming here in week three. The Chicago Bears are going to start Justin Fields against Cleveland. And I'm expecting a growing pain curve. I am expecting us to have even more evidence that Matt Nagy just doesn't know what he's doing. But maybe this guy's athleticism can overcome all of that. It's going to be a fascinating weekend for the Chicago Bears, who are starting Justin Fields. Tua, by the way, fractured ribs, and he's out against the Raiders. That means the Dolphins are going to be starting Jacoby Brissett. So if you are the Las Vegas Raiders,
have some fun.
I might have been licking my chops more for Tua than Brissett, who might be able to pull out a little. Well, I'm a veteran, and I've won some games in this league. Tua's yet to really establish himself as that guy's an NFL quarterback, and that is a disaster kind of going forward with the Dolphins. You want to know what the single most damning thing about Tua is? His teammates did not vote him a captain. When you're not voted a captain as a quarterback by your teammates, no one could frame that as good.
It's not good. I mean, he's also, 24 or something? So I don't know that it's the end-all, be-all of it. 23. I don't know if it's the end-all, be-all of anything. And you're not wrong that he hasn't been spectacular, but based on what Jacoby Brissett did when he came into the game last week, the Raiders should be enthused about the matchup that they have in front of them. I'll say this, more so than a lack of, oh, that guy's great at age 22 and 23. To me, the concern is when you watch him on the field, it's like, oof, that guy looks small.
Yeah.
And he's just getting dinged up a lot, not just in his NFL career, in his college career. Like, that's what I'd be most worried about is just, will you be able to keep him on the field for 17 games at any point? And I would not have a ton of confidence in that if I was Miami. That I think is the bigger issue.
Oft injured usually means he's going to get injured again soon, and that indeed has already happened. If David Mills were walking around Stanford's campus today, I wonder how many people would recognize him.
Probably. I think if he was on Stanford's campus today, more people would recognize him as a classmate last year than as an NFL quarterback.
Probably. Davis Mills, starting for Houston Thursday night against Carolina. Carolina's got what, the top-rated defense right now in football? Whatever that gets you after 2 weeks.
And a Sam Darnold playing, wouldn't you know it, better than he ever looked like he could play as a member of the New York Jets.
By the way, there is a 12-year-old kid who broke down some Jets film on TikTok. It's incredible. It's on my Twitter timeline. Find it. You're going to enjoy
really
it.
Good.
You're going to be happy that you did.
It is both a good breakdown and a hilarious takedown of the Jets.
I tell you what, it's one of those where you kind of got to see it to really enjoy it too, but the sound is so good. If you could dial that up for us before the end of the day, if you could find that for us, Mr. Grandy Maldonado, before the end of the day. Again, it's sitting right there on my Twitter account. If you get that up, let me know. There is another thing that comes to us from today, and it comes to us from our very own Matt Stymets.
Stymets, you're doing a great job.
Matt Stymets today had, I've kind of jumped the gun on the story. Let me start at the actual starting point of this story. Joe Lacob was quoted as saying about Ben Simmons, in some ways, it doesn't really fit what we're doing. He makes a lot of money, and can he finish a game? I don't know. And that is the Joe Lacob quote on Ben Simmons that has got him slapped with a $50,000 anti-tampering rule fine from the NBA today. Here's what Matt Stymets said about a message he got from Joe Lacob about a quote that apparently was supposed to be off the record.
So, you know, that's a pretty juicy quote. And so this morning, I get a text from Joe Lacob, who basically said, you know, I said something that's going to be, it may blow up a little, but I want to give you a little background on what happened. And he thought that was an off the record comment. What happens a lot in this business is a guy will get asked something about a player, and he'll say, you know, I can't really comment on that player. And then that's the quote on the record. And then as a courtesy, a lot of times you get some background. You know, look, not for attribution, but, you know, it's a tricky decision. He makes a lot of money, this, that, and the other thing. And you know, Joe Lacob wasn't convinced or didn't think that particular part of it was going to get out. But also he said, you know, I made a mistake. It's all on me. I'm going to get fined for it. There's no doubt about it. You know, you kind of live and you learn. But you know, I was just really essentially trying to provide a little background.
So that's the news that Stymets brought to us today.
Stymets, you're doing a great job.
And Lacob was right about it. Stymets was right about it. I wonder if Rusty Simmons hasn't swallowed hard twice today, thinking like, oh, man, I wonder if I just blew a conversation with the, you know, owner of the Golden State Warriors. Hopefully that can happen again in the future. But this is where we stand right now. Lacob, as soon as he saw that thing go public, thought he would get dinged. He's been dinged.
Ding. I got to say, and obviously I didn't see the text, but from the way Stymets described the text and the way he described the attitude of Joe Lacob, I don't think Rusty did anything untoward. It sounds to me like Lacob gotten a chatty vibe and got a little too chatty and only realized afterwards that maybe he had gotten too chatty under the wrong set of circumstances.
Maybe. Look at it this way. I know journalists who have said, and I think this might have been, you know, a move that Ratto pulled, although Ray had... It's really weird. Ray had better relationships with the people he tells you that he had tough relationships than he would ever admit.
Oh, of course.
Because Ray loves to be the I was hard to deal with guy. But Ray got a lot of inside dope, and I'm sure he got it off the record. And I'm sure that there were moments where he said to people, There is no off the record with me. I'm working for the San Francisco Chronicle at all times. If I'm in front of you, that means by very definition, I'm here working. And we don't go off the record when I'm working. You want to go off the record? Buy me a beer.
Yeah.
Let's go to a bar.
Meet me at the bar in Alameda.
Exactly. That'll be off the record. On the bar stool is off the record. Anything else? I'm a journalist, like a capital J journalist, which we know very little about being.
I know nothing.
I am a reporter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know as much as Stephen A. Smith does.
But Stephen A. Smith used to know. He was an actual capital J journalist until he became a capital M millionaire.
Those two things, unfortunately, are mutually exclusive. I agree with you. I am sure that Ray was very clear about what was on the record and what was not. And that might not have happened here. But either way, like... Clearly, it doesn't sound like Joe Lacob is mad about anything. He just knows he's probably got to watch his mouth a little bit. And look, if I had told you 3 days ago, boy, you know, I talked to Joe Lacob and he was saying to me, he's really got to figure out how to watch his mouth a little bit. That would have been totally believable before any of this happened, because getting into a little bit of internet hot water for saying more than he should have is practically a Golden State Warrior tradition at this point.
It really is. And he wears it well.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. What's he wrong about?
Nothing.
What's he wrong about? What secret has he spilled to say light years ahead, which everyone wants to stick on him like it's supposed to be embarrassing? It is. It was. They saw things happening three seasons before they happened. Before any of us use the words Kevin Durant out loud, they used it inside.
In the quiet voice. This is the thing. When it comes to Joe Lacob, I actually think this is the most legitimate criticism of him, is that he tells the truth too much. He's too willing to tell you the truth.
He overshares.
Yeah. And honestly, like, thank goodness. Because it makes for an entertaining team to be around.
Look, the $50,000 don't stop. No. He's got $50,000 in every single available pocket at all times. He could be naked. He's got $50,000 on him.
You know how he pays that fine? Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash. $50,000 are like four pairs of shoes for Nikki Lightyears. It's no big whoop. Vera Wang, eat your heart out. Anyway, we got much more coming. Is that just wedding dress? I don't know. I don't know anything about fashion, but that's readily apparent, which is why I have a radio show.
Yeah, when you said Vera Wang, I checked out immediately.
Yeah, you're like, never mind. So, when we come on back, Deebo Samuel is supposedly going to be waiting for us, and if he's not, and that means the practice has gone on a little bit longer, we will be joined by Deebo as soon as he is available, and we are certainly, certainly looking forward to it. So stay with us here on 95.7 The Game. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, no Ray this afternoon, but we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
So Ray's got the day off. It's just me and Matt, and we're about to go inside the 49ers locker room for a conversation with Deebo Samuel, presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality, and as if this man hasn't already showed us that he runs some of the best timing routes in the NFL. Here he is, right on time, fresh out of practice. Thank you very much, Deebo, for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Thank you for asking. I tell you, it has been fantastic watching you play the first couple weeks here. It is obvious that you and Jimmy are locked in right now. These first 2 weeks have you atop the NFL's most productive receiver lists. Can you tell us why it's clicking so early for you this year?
I mean, I wish I could tell you. We just go out there and, you know what I'm saying, and just as a receiver, you go out there and make plays. As a quarterback, you go out there and make the right throws. And, I mean, we're just going out there clicking. It'll be the same if it wasn't me, you know. You know what I'm saying, just clicking right now.
I've always wanted to ask you just about the style of runner you are with the football in your hands. It's one of my favorite things to watch in the NFL. Obviously, we had the whole Yak Bros thing last year. But for you, is that just the first time you put on Pop Warner pads, you were blasting through guys? Or is that a style you've developed over time? And is there anyone you looked at as sort of, that's the way I want to move when the football's in my hands?
It's kind of crazy because growing up until I got to college, I was a running back, being honest. And growing up, my father was one of my little league coaches, and he always instilled in me, whenever I get the ball, don't allow one person to bring you down. So that's kind of been my mindset ever since I started playing ball.
That's pretty good when you can just say, well, my dad doesn't allow me to be tackled by just one person, so it's going to take more than one person. It's amazing, though. You really do. You run like a wide receiver in a route, and the ball hits your hands, and all of a sudden you turn into a running back. What a weapon the 49ers have in you. I'll tell you, it was a bottled-up day for the 49ers offense until Jimmy throws you that pass in Philadelphia, which was one of the best plays of the season. It gave life to a scoring drive that eventually became a win in Philadelphia. Was that a read and a timing route where you know that ball is coming to you before you even snap it, or is Jimmy reading and reacting to what he sees? Because that thing was threaded to you as if it was only intended for you.
You know what's crazy? Not too many people know this, but I actually lined up wrong. I was supposed to be on the right side, and I ended up on the left, and we didn't have enough time on the clock for me to get back on the other side of the field, so we just went with the flow, and it just happened.
Wow. So sometimes a little luck along the way is not a bad thing.
Correct.
So when I'm fascinated by that. When you line up on the wrong side, how do you change what you're doing? I mean, is that just you and Jimmy being on the same page?
It's the same kind of route, but the outside receiver, if you go back and look at the play, was kind of communicating before the ball snapped. And Trent being a pro that he is, he knew I lined up wrong, so he had to change his route. And he knew what the concept was, so we just made it happen.
Wow. Unbelievable on the fly. Well, that's a good piece of information. So, Deebo, how does that get graded the next day? Is that a minus play for you, even though it was the best play of the game?
It would have been a minus if it wasn't a plus, you know?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Boy, by the way, that needs to be on a T-shirt. That is fantastic. It's a minus if it weren't a plus, and it was certainly a plus. It was a plus afternoon for a day that felt like it started with a struggle. What was it like for the very first time since Kyle Shanahan has been a head coach to go a first quarter without a first down? Did you guys feel out of sync early in the day and then get it back together?
I felt like we just had to get settled in. That crowd was pretty into the game. You know, we haven't heard a crowd in God knows how long, so we just had to get settled in, and everybody just had that, because we went to the sideline. I was like, hey, all it's going to take is one play, and this whole game is going to turn around. And so when that play happened, you can tell everything else started clicking, and we got moving a little bit.
Speaking of the crowd, this is obviously going to be your first time in front of a big home crowd in quite a while. How much do you guys talk about that in the locker room? Is that something everyone's excited about?
We kind of been talking about that ever since we left Philly. We was like, man, we love our fans out here. Like they're like they know the game. It's not just people out here, just, you know what I'm saying, just cheering, but they actually know what's going on. So, and then they haven't been out here to really cheer the way they wanted to due to COVID. So I feel like they're gonna be pretty hype as we is.
No, there's no doubt. It is going to be a big, big crowd, a big night, primetime game, Sunday night football. The entire nation's eyes are going to be on you. And here come the Green Bay Packers, who just beat the Detroit Lions like you guys did in week one. Do you even watch tape of the Lions game at all to go back and try to figure out what the Packers were doing? Or is this straight up, we're studying Aaron Rodgers, period, end of story, he's the problem?
I mean, as an offensive guy, I don't think you would want to study Aaron Rodgers. You know, we're not playing against him. We're playing against their defense.
Right. No, obviously not just for you, but the overall team. As you look at that defense, what do you see? How do you plan on attacking it? Will you be lining up on the correct side just for a change?
Definitely be lining up on the correct side. We believe in Kyle just as well as he believes in us, and whatever the game plan is that he has to attack in this, we're going to obey by.
So you mentioned being a running back all the way up to college. I don't know if you've noticed, but your team has been mowing down running backs. Has there been any discussion about you taking some snaps back there?
No comment on that.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, let's not give away
information.
Let's not give away the game plan. We couldn't help but notice that you did line up. There was a play that didn't exactly pop in Philadelphia, but it looked like getting you the ball out of the backfield was part of the plan.
I don't recall. I'm kind of lost right now.
All right. So since clearly there's an emphasis not to share too much information, I want to ask you about your head coach. We have talked in the media probably too much over the last few weeks about the idea of Kyle getting down on guys. And obviously he's known as being a player's coach, a guy who relates well to his team, but I'm just curious, in your few years here, have you ever gotten on his bad side and what that is like?
I wouldn't say bad side, but as a rookie, though, I was kind of terrified of Kyle. You know, as a rookie trying to learn this offense, and he expects you to be, you know what I'm saying, top tier, and you're not actually there, and it was kind of getting frustrating. But me and Calvin had our days and games where, like, we kind of bump heads a little bit, and it's just coaching, really. So I take coaching very well, and we never had, you know what I'm saying, altercation or anything along those lines. He just wants what's best for every player that he has.
49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So I know you're here to talk about yourself and your season and whatnot, and you probably don't want to talk too much about teammates, especially Brandon Ayuk, who is, let's just be honest, it's been an odd start to the season, at least when you look at him in the box score. Only one catch for a guy who was incredibly involved last year. So what does Kyle ask of his wide receivers? And are you doing something that maybe Brandon Ayuk at this time is not doing?
No, not really. Like Kyle stated in the media, he had an injury here and there, and I think they didn't want to kind of like throw him out there in the water due to not practicing so much. But as you can see, he played a pretty good bit last week, and just getting back into Florida games and one thing about Kyle, he's our head coach, and he also the hardest on the wideout. So. You know, we got to go 10 times harder than most groups out here, and he's harping on the little things that we do, so we just have to be more detailed and just more locked in as a group.
When it comes to the little things for wide receivers, we're always looking at, does this guy actually want to block? And you strike me as a guy who actually maybe even enjoys that part of the game. Is that something you embrace as being a big part of your role?
Correct. That's what we emphasize here. Period. Whether being a running back or a wide out, a tight end, or, I mean, we're you know what I'm saying, if we can run the ball, then we open up the whole offense. So that's kind of been our mindset in the receiver room, that we're going to go out there and take care of the backs just as well as they take care of us in the passing game.
I'm not asking you to compare Jimmy Garoppolo as a starting quarterback to what Trey Lance might be someday, but just as a guy who's caught passes from both. Is it a similar style? Is it similar arm strength? Does it matter really at all who's throwing you the ball as long as it's in the breadbasket.
Pretty much. It does not matter.
That is a very good, well-coached question.
That is a definitive answer.
Yeah, that feels like you've been working on that one.
Nah.
How much do you think about, like, when you're looking at the Packers, for instance, are there different things you're going to do on your own to attack specific defenders, or is that something that's all, it comes down to the scheme, it comes down to whatever play is called, we do the same thing every time, or do you change your approach specifically based on the guys you're going against?
I really don't change my approach of my opponent. I'm really more of an instinctive player, so I go off like instincts. I never go to the line of scrimmage with a plan. I just, you know what I'm saying, I just go off instincts.
How much of a nut job is George Kittle?
Man, I love that guy, man. I'm pretty sure everybody else do. As you can see, like, you think I love blocking. You go turn on the tape and watch him. Even when he ain't getting the ball, he's just a guy you'll love to be around. A great football player.
It doesn't feel like there's ever been many tight ends who can roll out of bed, catch 80 balls, and go for 1,000 yards who would almost rather be a blocking tight end. But that's George Kittle.
Correct.
Just killing dudes.
When you're on the sidelines watching this defense, a guy that's really impressed us is Fred Warner. And I think you guys might even have been in the same draft class. But watching him improve to the point where he's arguably as good an inside linebacker as we have in the league, what has impressed you the most about his play?
I mean, honestly, kind of like since I stepped foot here, Fred has been a very vocal leader and just all around pro, doing everything right, making sure his body right, watching film. Not only is he helping guys on defense, he's also come to the offense and kind of like talk to the guys. As you can see, like, he have a lot of respect on his team, and you know, he's just a great overall good football player.
When did you realize that Diamador Lenore was a lot better than where he was drafted in this draft?
I would say OTAs. I seen that. What's so crazy is it was a guy he played high school football with named Keyshawn Nixon, and I played with him at South Carolina, and they was real good boys. And I told him when he got here, I said, you kind of remind me of this guy. And he was like, man, that's my boy, this, that, and the third. Like, they got the same body type, strength, and like, during OTAs, I knew he was going to be a good player.
You grew up in a small town in South Carolina, went to, obviously, University of South Carolina. How different was it coming out to the Bay Area? And now that you're sort of adjusted and settled in here, what are the things you like the most about it?
The Bay is very chilled. It's not too wild. It's not too much to do, which is a great thing. It's really good overall, like good scenery, like good food, like good places to go out there and hang out. And one thing that, like, coming from South Carolina, the first thing I noticed when I first went grocery shopping, you had to pay 10 cents for a bag, and that kind of threw me for a loop. I was like, what's going on here?
Oh, yeah, we'll charge you for everything. Everything. Now, have you started to BYOB? Do you bring your own bag?
Nah, I don't.
No, you can afford the dime? You got the dime?
I can afford the dime.
That's good. That's very, very good. So when you are sitting around in your free time, how do you spend it? Are you a video game guy, a movie guy? Do you just take naps? Are you a let's get together with the boys guy? How do you spend your free time?
Me and the boys get together here and there, but I'm really a video type of guy. After watching film and stuff, after leaving the stadium, I get on a video game for a little bit.
Nice. What's your preferred game?
2K.
It's good stuff. Who do you play with?
I play with myself. I play at the park.
Oh, so you don't, this is not a, you got a team that you go and you're playing a franchise mode.
No, it's, sir. It's me and my guys against whoever stepping foot on the court.
What's your handle? Is it 19 problems there too?
Nah, it's can't guard 19.
Can't guard 19.
Same difference. Goes down to the same thing.
Absolutely. Debo, this was fantastic. We really enjoyed the opportunity to say hello to you today. We hope this isn't the last time we get to talk to you this season. And I'll tell you what, you seem like you are a meat eater. You run like a meat eater. And our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are going to go ahead and send you a dozen USDA Prime New York steaks, total case weight, 10.5 pounds. In all the interviews you've ever done, has anyone given you 10.5 pounds of delicious USDA Never. Prime meat?
Never.
Well, we're glad that we're
the first. Coming out here, so I'm going to get Pops to cook it on a grill, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Hey, continued success to you and your team. Every single time the Niners get off to a 2-0 start, they usually win the NFC. It happens historically an awful lot when those 2-0 starts come on the road, which is exactly what you've done. Mission accomplished so far, and we wish you good luck and good health going forward. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
It was great. Deebo Samuel. We talked to him last year. He wasn't nearly that much fun to talk to last year. He is comfortable now in his profession, in his career, and he just let it rip. He just told us he lined up wrong on the biggest play of the game that he made. That's confidence. That's quiet confidence to get away with that. And by the way, so Shanahan's watching that unfold in real time. Is that just one of those like, no, yes!
I wish we had Kyle Shanahan on next because I so badly want to know what went through his head when he saw Deebo Samuel lined up on the wrong side of the field.
That's unbelievable.
And I just, you know, this is one of those cool things about learning more about football and play design and how it works, right? He sort of said this subtly as he was answering that question, but when he lines up on the wrong side, right, other things have to change because all the routes on a play are designed to fit around one another and to take defenders to certain places. And what he said was Trent Sherfield, being the good veteran that he is, understood the concept. And so he knew how to change his route to fit it around Debo's mistake. And like anyone who thinks that NFL wide receivers are just like dumb guys who get out there and sprint past people, if Trent Sherfield doesn't understand exactly how the play works and exactly what adjustment he needs to make to fit around Deebo being on the wrong side of the field, that play probably doesn't get made.
There's an awful lot going on there. An awful lot going on there in every play. And by the way, maybe Kyle Shanahan shouldn't work nearly as hard to design the perfect play. You should just be like, all right, I'm going to go 10 yards. I'm going to take a right at the hubcap. And when we get to the Coke bottle, I'm going to cut it back inside.
More of the finger on the hand play design.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Do one of these. And zigzag right there. Yeah. Do one of those. By the way, welcome everyone just a touch late into your 5 o'clock hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.